Hello, how are you doing? I was wondering if you could help me. I'm trying to find some information. I was detained from my house by some doctors and taken to St. Anne's Hospital. And I basically want to know who them doctors are that detained me. I know their first names, but I can't find their surnames. And I was wondering if you could help me find them on Rio. And they might be the surnames that I have. I think it is the sur it's the names that they go by, their first names that they call themselves by. I thought that they might have worked at they had association to Lucas House possibly. I'm not too sure what department they could be from. They could be anywhere. I just know that they should be on the medical records, and by law, I should be able to find who they are. Is that possible? What is medical records in regards to? Personal, public data, or in regards to staff data, or both? Would that be a start? Well, thank you. Yeah, I'd appreciate that. Thank you. Hello, how are you doing? Hello, how are you doing?
I'm all right. Who am I speaking to, please?
My name is Mr. Cordell, Simon Cordell.
All right, and where are you calling from?
I'm calling from my home.
All right, okay.
And I'm
How can I help you?
Today I'm trying to find out some personal information in regards to my medical records that are contained on Rio that are held within your general offices. And I was wondering if you could help me do that.
Right. Are you still being seen in the hospital, or you've been discharged?
No, I was I was assessed and assessed as to be well.
No. When was the last time you were seen?
When was the last time that I was seen in the hospital?
Oh, yes.
Give me just one second. I got detained in the hospital on. Give me one second.
Is it this year or last
No,
year?
it was last year. Home treatment team came to my home, and. 135. I'm just going through this a little quick.
Don't worry about it. So you've been seen by the home treatment team, have you?
Yes, the home treatment kit team came to my house and put a section 2 onto me, and then
Right.
I went through tribunal.
And you just requesting for information, are you?
Yes, I would like to know the doctors and the paediatricians that actually came to my house, and the doctors. I know their first names, but I'm not too sure of their last names.
If I give you the email address, you can send your request, and then somebody is going to get back to you.
I have a problem with reading and writing, so under the
All right.
Disability Act, I was just asking for your help and your assistance in doing this under your
Right.
statutory duties. I
Okay.
was asking for you to act as a reasonable person and understand
Right.
my
Okay.
disability.
Right. In that case, I'm going to give you a number. Let me just take some details from you, okay?
Okay.
Right. What is your date of birth?
My date of birth is the 26th of the 1st,
26th of the 1st,
1981.
1981. And what is your first name?
My first name is Simon.
Simon.
My
And what is
Christian
your surname?
name is Paul, and my Christian name is Paul, and my surname is Cordell.
How do you spell it?
Paul is PAUL
No, your surname. Your surname.
CORDELL.
CORDELL.
Yes, that's correct.
Right, and what is your home address?
My home address is 109 Burncroft Avenue.
Bancroft.
Yeah, Burncroft Avenue. Echo November 3, 7 Juliet, Quebec. I've got video cameras in all of my rooms, in my front room, in my kitchen, everything. And I recorded the last time that the doctors come into my house, and they falsified the Section 135 and illegally detained me. Julia Krinich was my case handler, and she is the director of St. Anne's Hospital. I've drafted a full official report in regards to everything. I did hand it to an NHS complaints advocacy, and they were quite wary of sending it across and said that they wanted to follow my lead. I said that I needed some more time to go over everything, and I've been drafting up the backlash after what's happened, after what they've done to me, and other things that happened. I would like to be able to forward this eventually to Julia Krinich and to other departments as well, because I feel that was I understand 100% that I was illegally detained, and that I was forced into going home and being told that I have to have home treatment under Section 117, and I was forced medication under the Prescribed Medication Act 2012, when no person has to really see it, have Section 117 on when they've got a Section 2. Only Section 3 mental health patients do have to do this. Every time they were sending the doctors to my house, I was recording them, and I was explaining this to them on every visit. Eventually, after about a week, they stopped the visits, but I was still being forced medication down my throat. The first day I got to the hospital, I was forced medication under assessment, and I was right that I was found not guilty for the threats to kill that initially got me brought there, and I was held much longer than ever necessary at the time, and I broke my right finger. I asked for the medical book, for it to be noted in the medical books, or to be taken out for an x-ray, and no one would take me out of hospital or to an x-ray machine. Now my right hand has completely healed incorrect, and I have a problem writing with my right hand. I'm practically disabled in my right hand, and you can see that on the records of me asking for them to put it in the accident report book. I was prescribed ibuprofen. Rosemary May, an ST4 consultant, has drafted it all in her reports as well, so there is no right. Mistakes in
where,
regards
where
to this.
Where were the last time? I mean, whose team? Was it having your team or the Enfield team?
I've had a mixture of teams. In between all of them, what initially happened is the police served me an ASBO application, and their ASBO application said the organisation of illegal raids. They forgot to arrest me for something that was illegal. So what I knew that I hadn't committed these, let's say, six of parties that had been thrown in this ASBO in layman terms, yeah? Now, what initially happened, them six parties, I'd been on curfew while they had happened for another case that I won, so I didn't throw these parties. So I went to Facebook and copied the Facebook profiles, these things called event pages that they put up, yeah? And so I've got the Facebook profiles proving they're not my events. Then I went to court and said, you've got no right in doing this to me, and that I'm not a supergrass and I'm not doing your line of investigations, and that you forgot to arrest me. Yeah, the judge couldn't prove illegality in court that anything illegal had happened, but she still gave me a 7-year ASBO. Yeah, now the maximum sentence if I did get arrested for the organisation of illegal raids is 6 months. So even though they didn't have enough evidence for a criminal conviction, somehow they've gave me 7 years. Yeah, in my house illegally holding me, plus the year curfew before. Now they started phoning used doctors and winding the doctors up. Now the doctors come and they've paid me 126 visits while I'm being illegally detained in my flat. Every time I phone the police station on 999, they tell me I'm a black bastard, I've been robbed down the phone, and I record all the conversations. Yeah, like I've recorded these conversations, and I'm going to transcribe this up and put it into my official report as well. Yeah, they caused a sex scandal in mine and my partner's name, even though we've never ever argued. Yeah, and we've never had a problem. Yeah, now I've got all my hospital medical notes from the sex clinics and that. And when I was in your hospital, I noticed that there was a sex clinic there, and I asked your doctors to also check my records, which proved that I come back as clean. I had my blood test done. There was never nothing wrong with me. Now I've got the initial clinic that done all these serology tests on recording, admitting that they've sent me a formal letter of apology. But the damage that's been done in my name and to my definition of character and to my right hand and the time that I got detained in that hospital illegally, I feel is unfair.
Well, can I just ask you, did you contact anybody in the hospital before today? Did you talk to anybody?
No, I when I was in the offices in St. Anne's, I got access into the because I called all the meetings in the hospital. I noticed there was no first aid book, so I got the first aid book. I noticed that they was missing all the safer food, so I got that. I got a sanitary policy for the toilets. I started pulling the strings, trying to show people that I know what I'm doing. Yeah, and then basically I ended up in the offices, and I ended up on Rio
in
the computer.
What I should ask you to do, because you're calling medical records, and I can't do very much for you because I have to put the calls to somebody else. If you call switchboard and ask them to put you through to the hub.
And what is the hub, may I ask?
The hub is, you know, if you need help, they are the first person to help you.
Yeah, but if you are for to deal with medical records, you deal with my personal record that is held on Rio.
Yeah.
And I'm requesting if I have to put a subject access request in and rip them computers to pieces and put freedom of information request in, yeah, that company head that you're there.
If you send a subject access request
in regards to all information that's contained on Rio, and I'm going to amend all of the records that are on there and all the inaccuracies that are on there 100%, which is my intention from the beginning.
I can send you a form, you can complete it and send it back to us if that's what you want.
I was just seeing if we could do things on more of a formal basis. All I was requesting is the petitioners that have come into my house and spoke to me, their first names and their second names. I'm recording this conversation, and under your stationary duties, for you to be a reasonable person in law so that you couldn't be sued, I could pass all security checks with you now, and you can tell me the doctors that dealt with me.
We only medical records because we are administrators, and I can't give you any information.
Well, I can appreciate that. But who is your line manager that can do that? Who is your line manager? Or can you pass me to Julia Krinich directly herself, the director? Or can you pass me to an executive director, please, that is in charge of my personal data that can release me this information now?
I'll pass you your call, but you can talk to Switchboard and ask them to put
Switchboard. Switchboard is below, and they don't deal with that. You deal with this, so you must have a line manager that is available beside you, or you must have an executive director that can authorize this information to be released.
The court manager's number.
The hospital manager's number.
No, the medical records manager. If you want to speak to her, her number is 4208.
Hang on 1 second. Just give me 1 second. Yeah. Oh yeah. 02. All right. Yeah.
702. 4371.
Thank you. I don't want to bother you again. I hope you have a good day. Thank you.
You do. Okay, thank you.
Thank you.